Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I feel a special anointing in this place. The glory fills this place. Could you just, for just a moment, with the fruit of your lips, just begin to thank God. Come on, in your own words, if he's been good to you. If it wasn't for his grace, you wouldn't even be here tonight, but he's been good to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'd like to sing just a verse of a little song I just wrote a couple of weeks ago, and I'd like to sing it tonight for somebody that's going through something. I want to sing it for somebody that don't see your weight right now. And maybe to try to encourage somebody whose faith is not as strong as it should be. I don't care what it is you're going through. I came to tell you tonight everything gonna be all right. If you're sick, hold on. If you're in trouble, hold on. Soon as it gets through raining, everything.
Thank you.
come a time in your life when you can't find one friend. You can't find one friend. But don't let that worry you. When they move out, good God Almighty, keep stepping. Can I get a witness here? Can I get a witness here?
Good morning, good morning. Praise God. Everything will be all right. I just thank God for this morning. I thank you for how you stored up another day. Because if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, who truly made this day out of reality, I really believe from the bottom of my heart that God doesn't make a mistake. And I really believe from the bottom of my heart that only time mistake come when man leave from him. Long as you in his arms, long as you in his care, he has never forgot us. Sometimes you seem like you're walking alone in this journey. But I find out one thing about it. Two people wants to be wants the glory. Two people want to be known. Two people want their name mentioned. But in this kingdom building, in this bringing God's word, and just trying to lift up the kingdom. Only one thing to be lifted is him, because he is a jealous God. He said, I'd rather for you to be hot or cold than lukewarm. I'd rather for you to be this not in between. because some of us can be in so in between, so easy like it ain't nothing. And God wants to know he gave us another day. You know, the psalmist always helped me. I was reading it on yesterday, and it paused me to read it again. And I just think about how some things you can read over and over, and sometimes God just gives you something new in it. I was looking at it, and I just started thinking about what a day it would be if we just understand his word. What a day it would be if we just believe in him and not our own understanding. You know, because sometimes we lean to our own understanding when we're dealing with God. But God, the one scripture said, we each farther from north and south, east and west. There's some things he forgot more than we can ever remember. And I just thank you for his Holy Spirit. I thank him for what he has in store. I thank him for everything he already done, because I believe there's some noise out there. And people like noise. Some people like so much noise that they cling to it. But God wants us to know, in this we call Christian walk, there's some things you got to say no to. And it might be in yourself, it might feel good to you. But there's some things God was want his body, the Christ, the one dwelled in you. Sometimes you got to say no to some of this thing that's called pleasure. But watch this here, my brother. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come to you the most humble manner we know how. Thanking you, Lord, for your sweet spirit, Lord. But surely it was you that woke us up early this morning and started us on our way. Lord, as we come humble, we ask you to forgive us for any sins we have done. Known and unknown. And Lord, we come to you, let it not just be a social gathering. Lord, let the Holy Spirit move in the lesson, Lord. Let it move to a testimony, Lord. Let it touch someone's heart. Say, I want to hit the one, but I need prayer. I want to get closer to you. I don't know the Lord. Can you explain a little bit more? Let it be the day to touch someone's heart and say, thank you for this day that you have made. I thank you, Jesus, for everything you've done on the cross. So I thank you, Father God, because it was you that laid your life down for us. But, Lord, you just didn't stay there, but you rose on a Sunday, Father God, so we can have activity to what we have right now, and that's life, internal life. So, Lord, we speak about the life, Lord. Encourage the light, Lord. Be that light to shine through us, Lord. That, Lord, that when man see us, even though they might say thank you, but it be you to be glorified, Lord. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. I don't know where everyone been and how, what they feeling, Lord, but I do know one thing. This is the day you have made, and we're going to be glad in it, Lord. So thank you, Lord. Thank you for your sweet spirit, Lord. Lord, if someone hurting right now, if someone going through some things mentally, physically, and financially, Lord, cover them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Some of things we learned on yesterday, even the lilies of the valley, you nourish. Even the birds in the earth, you fed them. Even the fowls and the running around, you know, creeping things are having nature to help them. And you said, are we much more than that? Lord, we just believe in Scripture, Lord, that we have faith. You'll add all of it to us, Lord. So thank you, Father God, for your word. Thank you for your love.
Yes.
And this we pray always in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Mm-hmm. I just touched on this a little bit, if you don't mind. The summit, 147, I'm just going to stay there for a second, then I'm gone. The summit, 147, praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praise unto our God. For it's pleasant and praise is commonly. To the Lord that was here, built up Jerusalem, and he gathered them together, the outcasts of Israel. He healed the broken in heart, bind up their womb. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That's what he said. He told the numbers of the stars, and he called all by their name. That touched me. I was reading it on yesterday, and I started thinking about it. Because I hate traffic, man. Sometimes traffic in your mind. Sometimes people can be saying things to you or something, and God to speak your name. He named every star and called them. Don't you know he can name, he can name every one of us before we even came here. And he already knew our name's going to be. But I tell you right now, in the name of Jesus, when he calls you, change come. Oh, Lord. Change come.
Yes.
Because when I start looking at the scripture, he said, he tells them the numbers of the stars, and he called them all by their name. And then you can look at it. You can't count them in the stars up there, but he know all of them by name. He know your name. He know my name. When the last time you sit still enough and let God call your name? Help me, Holy Spirit. Don't you know the wind?
The wind was so powerful one time. Well, you know, some audio with this, you know, they don't know how we got here. You know, they wrestle with how we made it. How did we come? Where we come from? And Jesus and God were together. And you know what they said? In his word,
he said, in the beginning, God created heaven and earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, upon the face of the water. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. Help me, Holy Spirit. And God divided the light from darkness. And God called the light day. And the darkness he called night. And even in the morning were the first God and his Holy Spirit. Because God, they got a big bang. I don't know, brother. You got a little noise behind you. They call this big bang theory. You know, boom. Yeah, it was a boom because when God's word went out, he spoke it, and as he made the light, as he made the heaven and earth, he mentioned it is good. I don't know about you. He had to be talking to somebody. Help me, Holy Spirit. He wasn't talking to himself. He was talking to his son sitting on his right hand. For a little while, you've been around Genesis. Guess where I was at? Genesis 1 and 2, all the way down to verse 5. And he looked at this here, and he said, back up to verse 5, and God called light day. In the darkness, he called night. In the evening, look at this, in the morning was the first day. These are the things when God can number the stars. Help me, Holy Spirit. When he can put it together like he did. No one, they still trying to figure out how did we get in. If we came by monkeys, as they say, and gorilla, why are we not still coming out of monkeys and gorillas? they come with all these things. Where did man not come from? God created us in his own image, help me, Holy Spirit. He looked around. And as he looked around, after he made all the things in the earth, he wanted somebody here to be able to name each one of these things he had made existence. But I love the Holy Spirit. I love how he makes it so plain for us that when he did this here, he took the scripture said, look what he said in verse 26. He said, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion, so we said, over the fish of the sea, over the fowls in the earth, and cover the cattle in all the earth, and every creeping thing that creep up on the earth. So God created man, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, in his image. So watch this here. In the image of God created him, male and female, and created them. You know, they got this, you know, I might lose a few of y'all right now. But they got this this Pride Month going on. Yeah, we got this Pride Month going on. No one don't mind offending God. Help me, Holy Spirit. But they'll offend, watch this here. But they don't want to offend man. They don't want to tell you what God said in the beginning. He created man and woman. We got to teach it, and we got to preach it. There is a generation right now that accept anything. They will accept anything. They'll allow anything to come in. If she said this and he said it, they right on with it. But let me tell you, the word would not change because of your popular opinion. God's word meant what it said when I just read, and I read it again, verse 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Help me, Holy Spirit. Let me do this here. Male and female created them. That's what God did. And I'm going to tell you why he does this, because I know you already know. God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion of all fishes. Look what he said, the sea, and over the fowls of the earth. That's what he said, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. He made it established at the beginning. He ain't saying, I know nobody said, that's the old law. Trust me, the word never changed. You think of it like the word never changed. But I want you to understand, Charlie, this big bang theory that got going on. You talk about where we come from. But I want to stress something to you before I go too far, because God's spirit is in this place, right? Look what he says right here. I'm going to skip down to verse 7 over here. In chapter 2, he said, in the Lord, God, that's in Lord Cap, he said, form man out of the dust of the ground and breathe in his nostrils and breathe of life, through the breath of life, and the man became a living soul. If you believe in the book, they don't teach it in the school. If you believe in the book is real. It doesn't change because of popularity, the sciences, and men coming up with this great mind of theirs. They're more wiser than God. And before I go to this, because I want to stick to this marriage thing. I want to know that when he created that man, he breathed in his nostrils and he began to breathe. And we find out that Jesus said, God said in the beginning, he created man and me. And female. Someone said, that's the Old Testament. Well, slide yourself over here to Matthew for a minute. Let's slide over there a little bit, and we ain't going to hold you long, because he mentioned in his book, Matthew 19. I wanted to bring this out because I want us to know that we have to teach the whole Bible. We can't tickle your fancy. We have to tell the whole truth about the book. Look what it says in verse 1. Matthew 19. And it came to pass that when Jesus had finished these sayings, he departed from Galilee and came unto the coast of Judea, beyond Jordan. Look, we said the great multitudes following him. Oh, yeah, fame that went out there. He done did a lot of healing. Look, we said he healed from them. I mean, he healed them. And then when I'm saying healed them there, I'm telling you, when Jesus was in the presence, they brought some of all type of disease, all type of healing that need to be done. He healed them. And I'm going to tell you something, his fame was going out. Look what the Pharisee did. Then the Pharisee also came unto him, tempt him, help me, Holy Spirit, and said unto him, it is lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause. So they testing Jesus about this divorcement, because they want to know, like, he don't know what is written, but they were trying to see if you are the Messiah, you should know these things. So how would you react if someone come to you and say he want to put his wife in every cause? And Jesus said, and he answered and said unto him, have you not read? Help me, Holy Spirit. What did he say? That he which made them at the beginning made them male and female. Help me, Holy Spirit. You see that again, right? He made them male and female. With all this come up, they were born, they feel like they, boy think he's a girl, and a girl thinks she's a boy. Trust me, that is a spirit. Now, you don't trust me, just believe in the word. That is a spirit that transcends that, baby. But I learned something. You can be reborn again. We welcome all in the church. We welcome all in the church. Oh, I know it's a hard saying, but we welcome all in the church. You know, a lot of folks ain't going to touch it. A lot of folks ain't gonna preach it because they want members. They want them tithes. We welcome all people, and we try to teach them and show them God's love. And showing God's love, that's where they come to you. You know, God loves us all, and that's right. But God hates the sin, so we have to teach you the truth. You know what I'm talking about? And God, I just really believe in the book. Because I'm going to read it one more time. He said, have you not read? Now this one, he said, married now. Have you not read that? Look what it said. He was made them at the beginning, made them male and female. And he said, for this cause, shall a man leave the father and the mother and should cleave to his wife. And they twine what shall be one flesh. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Now, a lot of people don't believe this. Your mother and your father have to cut the biblical cord. You got to let the man and the child go and let them grow. You taught them, but now you just, what you do, you sit back and let them, what you taught in them, that they'll start being productive. And we were early, the reason why God said male and female, they can only want to what? Reproduce. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Doesn't it go back down? They can only want to reproduce. I know I'm in the book. He said it. Can I read one more time? In verse 28, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, and God blessed them. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Now, I want to touch that, but you know, it's something in that scripture. I'm trying to stay on point over something. It had to be somebody here before. let me let you suffer with that. He said, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. And look what it said, and have dominion over the fish of the sea. And all the fowls of the earth, and over every living thing that was that move up on the earth. And I want now I want to go back. That's why I want to know that Jesus, when Jesus was saying right here, it was in the beginning how it was started. This was, you supposed to leave your mother and your father, and you supposed to be with your wife. And when your wife, you are one spirit. When you look at your wife, you know, you don't look at your wife like a caveman that you have in them days. You drag about her hair, make her do. Women, they gonna let you know you ain't gonna drag me nowhere. But you got something to be so submissive that a man misuse them like that. But I say this here, in spread the sweet love. If you're gonna be married for longevity, you got to know when to fight and not to fight. Help me, Holy Spirit. You got to know when to disagree and agree. You got to know when to back up and say, let the will of God have his way. Because sometimes in leadership is man. God did say, Jesus is the head of the church, and man is the head of the house, and woman under him. But it doesn't mean that we treat her with disrespect. We cherish her like Jesus did the church. He said, as Jesus is to the church, so is the man is to be to his wife. So you know Jesus didn't hurt the church. He took his life. He laid it down. He laid his life down for the wife. And I'm telling you why you said, because I believe what the scripture said, he's coming back. The groom is coming back for his bride. And when he comes back for his bride, he's going to tell a lot of us preachers and teachers and evangelists and somebody loves speaking God's word, he's going to tell what you do with my wife. How do you handle my wife? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Now look at this here. When I get back on course and I get out of here, and them being two, and they came together, man, one. Jesus was making some spiritual things to these people they can understand, because they all look literary. A lot of Jesus didn't leave. They still didn't read. He said, "Wherefore there is no more twin." Look at it, but one flesh. He said, therefore God had joined together, let no man put asunder. He said, no longer there are two. They are the same. They are the one. You got to make sure. Watch this. I'm going to get up from the area. I got somewhere and put somewhere, but I'm going to tell you something. If God allowed you to have a mate, how long are you going to mate her? How long are you going to be courting her, if I can say it like that? When are you going to make, see, now we didn't got the time, it's like going to the car lot. And you get in the car, they say, go try it out. You got to try that because you ain't going to understand it until you ride and hit all the cruise control and everything. Some of us still trying the car out. Help me, Holy Spirit. We'll make a commitment. And God wants us to make a commitment to that woman that you lay down with. And you know I'm right about it because there's a lot of people out there doing it. And God's looking at that. I'm talking about in the church. You know, we talk about homosexuality. We talk about how he disgusts God. But also, he hates fornication and what? And adultery, too. It's in the book. I love how Jesus would let him know, once you get married, though, you come together, and nothing can separate that. What you do, if you have a problem with your wife or your husband, what you do, go to God in prayer and wait on him. There's some time that you can be in some heated conversation. If one of y'all were to say, well, I'm going to pray about that, if that person in Christ hear that, he or she going to back up. I know I'm right about it. I'm going to pray about this. I'm going to take this to the Lord. And watch this. I guarantee you, if he or she is of God, going to hear that and bag up. They're going to bag up. That's when you come to your attention. That's when, but if you're not full of the Holy Spirit, help me, Holy Spirit, then you might just let it shine out. Just might just let that evil spirit just let you say something stupid. But watch it now. You can break up a house like that. Watch it now. But then look how divorce is. Jesus said in verse 7, they say unto him, why do Moses then command to give us a written a divorcement and to put away, that was it, and to put her away? He said unto them, Moses, because of the hardness of your heart, suffer you to put away your wife. But look what he said, but for the beginning, oh, yeah, your Holy Spirit, it was not so. Oh, I'm in the book, y'all. Jesus said, what so in the beginning? He said, in the beginning, the man could just go up there and just separate from his wife. Now you wonder why some of them back in the day, they had so many different wives. Help me, Holy Spirit. They had wives after wives, concubines after concubines. You couldn't divorce. Help me, Holy Spirit. And the only way you can divorce, Jesus is going to make it real plain to them. And I'm going to step out when he says this here because they knew Mosaic law. They knew how to try to trap him a little bit. But he said, because of the hardness of your heart, because if you want to put your wife away, he gave you the divorcement, the written divorcement, you could put her away. But he said, and I say unto you, whosoever put his wife, let me say it, except it be fornication, let me good, and shall be another committed adultery, who should marry her, which is to put away the commitment of adultery. So once you do this, once you then came, and you had your sense, they're talking about she have did fornication, you or one of your did adultery, these are the only way you can put her away. You can't put her away because you don't like how her body look now. You can't put her away because you don't like the way how she talk to you now. You can't put her away because she don't comb her hair like she used to. Well, you'd be surprised some of the things I heard. But let me tell you something. God said, yeah, when she was 20 when you met her, some of y'all know what I'm talking about, and she was 30 when you met her, and she was older when you met her. Whatever attracted that woman to you or that man to you, you got to keep that thing going. You got to put the long on it. Let it be, you know, talking about, well, I've been married to you for 4 years. I've been married for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40. You got to keep a log on that. You got to keep it interesting. You got to have some way that you don't want no one else to come in. And how you do that, sometimes you got to have a date night. I don't know why I'm here, y'all, but y'all stay with me. Sometimes you got to have a date night. It's you and your wife. You just take time, my baby. We just going to go and we just going to do this. It's just me and you. You know, to my, now I'm going to tell you something, Holy Spirit just told me this. You don't have to hear nothing what I'm saying. You don't have to apply this. This might apply to nobody on this phone right now. But let me tell you something. When you're in a marriage, if you don't seek godly counseling, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If you don't get it, don't wait till it get to the end that you already got one foot in the divorce court. You need to get counseling, and you need to get an inheritance and be able to accept the correction and the reproof. Help me, Holy Spirit. And I say this with love because you can take it to the Lord.
You That's right.
Holding her hand.
Yes,
and you pray and she pray and say, we got to remove this out of our marriage. This would not work if we stay like this here. Lord, I'm feeling something that I shouldn't even feel. You got to be honest with it because you can't fool
yes.
God. And you got to have somebody to tell you you wrong. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You got to tell somebody you're right. But let me say, sometime or another, for one of you all, y'all, somebody got to be strong enough to know that God put us together. Like, why are we here? How did we get here? How did we get here? I'm going to tell you something. I can tell you how to get from there. It's stop worrying about all the negative. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Is it anything too hard for God? When the last time you took your wife out? When last time you know, and man, we supposed to be the initiative, but sometimes the lady's more passionate. We, and I know we ain't took you out in a couple of days, you know. But I'm gonna tell you, sometimes you need to be, you know, go one on one with your wife, you know, go one on one with your husband, and do something different, you know, talking about spice up the relationship. And you know what? I'm telling you something. You can't use always earthly things. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You didn't hear that, did you? You can't always use earthly. Down here in Texas, right? In Texas. I don't know if it's up there or down there, but where we at, we somewhere. We got a thing called Prayer Mountain. Help me, Holy Spirit. Everybody go sometime and get isolated. And you know, you never know where all different things go, but we just go there because we believe you can get there and everybody will be on one accord. Sometimes you might want to take your spouse there or somewhere in your home. Make a room, if you did, especially if you're there, like me and my brother, you know, our kids are gone. We could pick one down, a room in the house and just make a room with just me and my wife just to pray. Just to pray.
Amen.
Just
Amen.
To pray. And get there.
Yeah.
I know that might not sound right to a lot of folks, but get to pray and hold her hand. And you hold her hand and vice versa, and you allow her to pray too. You know, and you take, sometimes I'm glad my wife is brutal, you know what I'm talking about? I don't like it all the time, but I'm glad she's brutal, you know what I'm talking about? Because if I had a weak woman, she couldn't handle me. You know what I'm talking about? I'm glad she's brutal with you know what I'm talking about? And sometimes I'll be saying, woman, I'm the man, you know what I'm talking about? And she said, man, I'm the woman. But somewhere down the line, somebody got to be humble. You know what I'm talking about? I'm not lying. It takes me sometimes to posit things. You know what I'm talking about? She might come to me and say something about the fear left way. And I said, why are you way over there? I'm trying to get your attention. You ain't hear me another way. So I'm listening to her, and I said, okay, man, let me see where you're at. You know what I'm saying? And you got to know each other, you know what I'm talking about, and see how you could get this thing lined up with the word of God and stay hooked up. You know what I'm talking about? How beautiful if you can keep God in your marriage. I don't know why I'm here, but I wasn't even trying to go this way.
That's
right.
That's
me way away. But she's up there.
Yes,
sis up there. Let me finish this, man. Sis up there. Let me bag up a nine again. He said, and I say unto you, whosoever put away his wife, except it be fornication, look what it says, it shall marry another and commit adultery. Help me, Holy Spirit. Whoso, let's say, marry her which is put away, commit adultery. My God. This is a strong saying there. You know, somebody been out there. I'm just doing scriptures. If you've been guilty of this here, you need to go to the Lord and ask God for forgiveness. This is a forgiven sin. You could go to God and he will forgive you for that. But get on board with it. Quit going house to house and marry every woman. Get you for the woman and stay with the Lord with it. You know what I'm talking about? Be sure when you take the advice of somebody counseling you, and if he or she ain't counseling you right, you will see it. He or she. If they ain't counseling you right, you're going to know because they're trying to 9 or 10, they want you to be popular with them. You know what I'm talking about? But when they're telling you something about God, there's going to be some session you don't want to hear. And then watch this here, that pre-marriage counseling. So watch this here. Mm-hmm. And the disciples said unto him, if the case of this, the man be so with his wife, it is not good to marry. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now watch this here.
Mm-hmm.
Back up, read it again. He said, his disciple said unto him, if the case of a man be so with his wife, it is not good to marry. But he said unto them, all men cannot receive this saying, save they to whom it is given. Let me back up.
That's right.
He said unto them, all men cannot receive this saying, save they to whom it is given. A lot of people struggle with strong counseling. They don't mind you telling them everything, they wait. But once you start telling them the truth of the word of God, they cannot accept it because Jesus told them that this is the way you can put it away. You don't want to hear that. He said, that's game. But we got to stay with the woman all the way through, right? If she ain't committed no adultery, a fornication, you both ways, don't you know what happened there? You can't let her go. I don't care about she gaining weight. I don't care if she been fussing. Mm-hmm. I don't care about, I don't think I can, I believe this is it. Now, if it come down to fighting and all that there, yeah, y'all need to, before we get there, y'all need to get some counseling anyway. If y'all there fighting, turn up the house and everything good, yeah, y'all need some good counseling there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because God don't want you to get no woman. And woman, God don't want you getting no man. You know what I'm talking about? You know, it got that bad. You know, I'm going to pray about that before I say make this statement. It needs God. Really, it really do. Because what you're going to do, what you have done, you don't allow the enemy to come in. Because you can't hear me this way, so bye out. You know, you didn't slap the, you can't hear me this way. You know, you might come to the bed and watch this little river. You might come to the bed and you came in by 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, and she played a possum on you. You remember, she played a possum on you. You lay down, she sleep, you know, talking about she raised up, hit you with a hammer on top of your head. You probably say, you think I'm crazy, fool? You just been out all night. You know what they used to say, it's old saying, it took me a thing to open it at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
All right, man.
Let me say the lesson. That might be some good teaching there later on. Look what he said. Let me back up. He said, but he said unto them, all men cannot receive this saying, save they to whom it is given. For there is, what's this? A sum eunuch, help me, Holy Spirit, which was so born from their mother's womb. Help me, Holy Spirit. And there are some eunuchs which was made eunuchs of man. And there, look what it says, and there be eunuchs which have made themselves eunuchs for this kingdom of heaven's sake. I like that part. I like that last part. Which made them, themselves eunuchs from the kingdom of heaven's sake. Help me, Holy Spirit. He that is able to receive it, let him receive it. I try to give you a way to stay in your marriage. So let me give you something. What he said, there are some people, I'm going to change the name of unit to people. There are some people who were born without the private part. Amen. Mm-hmm. That's what the book says. Now, I'm in the book now. And from their mother's womb, and it has the private part of it. There are some, so watch this here. Watch the state women now, that made themselves unique. The man cut it off. You know what I'm talking about? They cut it all the way off, brother. I'm gonna tell you why what they did with the unity people. And there was some were live celibate. You know, they quit having sex and they for the kingdom of heaven's sake. They took time out. Oh, I hope I'm teaching this right. They took time out and they say, I'm not gonna do this no more. I'm just gonna stop having want to be with a woman. You know, because these are men's. You know, and what they did with eunuchs back in the day, they used eunuchs like some of the kings and the captains had a lot of wives, you know, and concubines.
Mm-hmm.
And what they did, they leave these men around because they're not going to have sex with them. They don't have no feelings for them. You know, this is one of the things that you the prize hung on to as well. But let me tell you something, boy. Go look up eunuch. Don't take up this and think that's what God meant, that you were born that way. But no, what he was saying, that these are how they use men to help them so they wouldn't have sex with their wives. And they live, some live celibate because they wanted to live to the kingdom of heaven. You know, so they did things for the king. They took the queen and the princess all over the shop and to worship, and they could trust them. You know what I'm talking about? And that's what they did with them. They helped them when they need some manly things. They couldn't be there. They helped them so they could trust them with them. Help me, husband. And Jesus said something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, since you still here, you ain't fell off, man.
No,
I don't know why I'm way over here because I'm going somewhere else. But look what he said.
Right.
He that is able to receive it, let him receive it. So the word.
That's right.
So the word. I hope you understand what I'm talking about. So the word. That's why when we teach and preach God's word, we have to do it. But you have to be the one to receive it. We can't make you receive it. You don't have to believe what we're saying. That's why we ask you to follow along with us as we read the word. Follow along with us as we get in the word, because we believe that what there's two or three touching the green in his name, that he is in the midst. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So why I say that is because if you're having a problem with your spouse, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If you're having a, watch this here, significant other, trust me, to get God in it, you have to get lined up with his word. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get lined up with his word. Because he told them this going to be a hard saying here. A lot of folks ain't going to receive this here. So let me tell you something. It's a better thing to hold on. Hold on to what God gave you. Because what he gave us, man can't put it away. Man can't put it away. So I love this lesson. I was going to do something different, but God had me somewhere else, so I stayed with it. But I want you to hear me. You know what I'm talking about? You know, you got a pastor, you got someone you believe in, you follow in the teaching, and someone can help you in something. You don't have to trust me. Take the scripture that we just had and to your someone you want to, that y'all can sit back and rightly divide this thing. And see what you get out of it. But I'm going to tell you about the Holy Spirit. You can't move your thoughts from the Holy Spirit. You know what I'm talking about? So once you get the Holy Spirit there, he moves you. Because what's happening, man's trying to make it so it fits them. Somebody say, what's something you doing right now? No, I'm not. No, I'm being verbatim for the scripture saying, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Man been doing it for years. Trying to hide God's word, trying to seek their own self. But how many last time you followed the Lord all the way? All the way. All the way. All the way. Help me, Holy Spirit. All the way. Because he's in the midst of us. We thank you. We thank you. And we ask if there's anything was said or misunderstood. If it's something you need us to go over with or myself, go over a little further, we will. If it's some script we need to go back and read and get more clear than that, we will. We ask you to hit the one button for prayer. We ask you to hit the one button for that. We ask you to hit the one button for your, if you just want to wave your hand. We just want to tell you we thank you for coming out. We thank you for your faithfulness to come in to hear God's word. And we ask you to to keep us in your prayer. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Because I do know God spoke to somebody, because he had, I was reading something else to, prior to getting on, but he had me way over there. But let me tell you something. Whoever having a problem in their marriage, quit that. Give it to God. And you know who you are. If you're not married, you shacking and you got significant, you think that's right, I'm telling you it's not. The devil is a lie. Get out of there. And if you don't make a commitment to that woman, I'm talking to the man now. If you committed to lay down with her, you should be committed to make a commitment with her and say, I want you forever. I want you, I don't want to share you with no one else. And let me tell you something, the best thing you ever done, the best thing you ever done, if she good to lay down with, she ought to be good to marry. Help me, Holy Spirit. Because one thing about it, I'm learning something. I ain't that old at all. I come up in December 10th. You know, it ain't been long either. It'd be 31 years for me. And I'm telling you, it ain't always been up. You know what I'm talking about? It's slow.
Yeah, beautiful.
Well, through prayer. But through prayer.
That's it.
But through prayer. Yes, sir. And I've been 90% the problem. Yes, sir. 90% of the problem. I've been there. Yes, sir. I don't switch it and say she did it, because if it wasn't for me, she probably did half of the thing. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say that again?
Beautiful.
Help me, Holy Spirit. That's all I have.
Man, that's beautiful. Well, I thank God for that.
Y'all hit the one button, you know, if you want to. You can hit the one button. We ain't going to crucify you. And we'll pray with you, and you don't have to put your business out there. You know, we can do that. We can do that too, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he spoke today. I thank the Lord he spoke today. In the Holy Spirit. I believe the Holy Spirit has answered some things for some people. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. He's done us a favor. Thank you, Jesus. So it's so many. So ready to throw in the towel over just small complications come about and just throw up the hand. But God gave us things that we can endure. That's when we put him in and when we pray and trust God and allow him to mend that. Thank you, Jesus. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord, because it's always good to be reminded how you can be better for God and better for one another. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I truly thank God for what he's done to us today. Thank you, Jesus. That's what I want to say, Reb, and I want to thank and ask him to continue to bless us, reveal unto us how we can be better. Again, I say better for him and better for each other in the name of Jesus, because he left us. He left us here that we may be better for him. We was created for his glory, as you reminded us, and we were created in his image, as you told us, as you reminded us. Oh, and hallelujah. And he gave us a helpmate. Oh, in the name of Jesus. And was reminded how we should be towards her. Thank you, Jesus. And I was just so blessed. I was just sitting here thinking, you know, I pray that I'm doing all that. I'm pray that I'm doing my part. You know, it goes a little deeper, you know. Then you ask the question, what are you doing with my wife? We're held responsible. I just want to thank God for how he blessed through you to put us in remembrance how we should be in the name of Jesus.
Mm.
So I just thank God. He did some hard things this morning. He went back to the heart, you know, in the name of Jesus. That love that was from the beginning, when that relationship was fresh with the Lord,
right.
and with your wife or your husband, when it was fresh, how were you to one another? So I just, man, I feel the Holy Spirit right now. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for help. Thank you in the name of Jesus.
God bless you. Mm. Mm. Well, we didn't get no, I had to hit the one button, but let me read this here to you. The greatest thing, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, teach me, Lord, to get to know you. For that when you, let me close it in. I'm reading off a text. He says, for that when we will learn to love you more than anything. Let me get this, because I'm reading it from a text, right? He said, teach me, Lord, to get to know you, for that when I will learn to love you more than anything, the greatest thing. I love that, because when God can teach you how to love. Can you hear me well?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay. When God can teach us how to love, you know, we say it a lot, man, and I really believe that. I really believe a lot of folks have good intentions, you know what I'm talking about? But then somebody can make them mad. That don't mean I don't love you, though. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You might have made me mad that just did. I don't love you, you know what I'm talking about? Because I seen some dying, and Jesus got mad at a lot of people then, but he still loved them.
That's right.
He loved us so much. He allowed us to be in his presence. And I'm telling you, to teach us how to love, or to know he loved us, and we ought to love others. That's an awesome statement, man. We underplay it a lot. But, boy, to know that I can love my brothers and sisters in spite of, you know what I'm talking about? That's real relationship, man. Real relationship is not just when it's going good. Yeah, I love you. Real relationship when it's bad. I told you earlier about the marriage, and I meant that you're going to have some days it's going to be good, and you're going to have some days it's going to be bad. But let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. If you hold on to the negative too long, it'd be like cancer to your marriage. It'll eat it up.
Mm-hmm.
It would eat it up.
Sir.
That's why I pray to you to get good, sound doctrine, teaching of his word. When someone counseling you, pray for they use scripture. Pray for they ain't using all what they did and how they do. They can line it up with the word of God. Because the Bible tells us, when Jesus would pose questions, even when the Pharisees did it, he used scripture. And watch this here. He used the Old Testament. So people don't get it twisted. Yeah, he used the Old Testament. But he knew how to apply it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Look what he says here. Okay, what do we want? What do we want? Help me, Holy Spirit. A daily dose of God's wisdom will heal the heart disease of envy. Also, what's wrong? You all got, hey, Mark? Sister, what you all know? She said, what do we want? A daily dose of God's wisdom will heal the heart disease of envy. Have you been there?
Mm-hmm.
Have you been there? Did you want God to heal you?
Mm.
You want God to remove? Because if you got envy in you, you're a believer. That is a demonic spirit there.
All right.
Once it turns from envy, it turns to what? Malice. It turns for you hope something happened to a person. Oh, heaven holds this.
Mm.
But boy, if that spirit is in you right now, loose that spirit in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Loose it.
Yeah.
Don't let that bind you up like that. And what you need and what you want might be two different things. But let me tell you something. But you need Jesus. You need Jesus to help you at such a time like this. So I say this here. Yeah, you know, with the things probably said earlier, and thank you, and Mark, for all what you just said too. I said until I go down, you know, that I really believe that it won't be because we ain't told you. I know it. It won't be because we ain't ready. It won't be that. I know it's not no good grammar, but it won't be. But I'm tell you something. Try the Lord and stay with the Lord. Don't just try and see that he didn't tell you what you wanted to hear. He told him a while ago, this is a hard saying. Before he started talking about the unit, this is a hard saying.
Yeah.
But he hope you receive this here, because if you are able to, well, let the Holy Spirit help you. Sister gave us something strong just then. Gave us something real strong just then. What do we want? You know what I'm talking about? And let me put this in there since I'm saying it right now. It says, he is continually guiding us and bringing us back to focus on him. He is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That should be everybody's anthem, that he is our strength. He focuses us when we focus on him. He focuses us when we keep our eyes on him and our spiritual mind in tune with him. So be in prayer for the church. We in a generation, we step in everything. We step in everything. I never in my life believed that we ever get to this point. That we step everything. We so bad. Now, I'm going to say something, and y'all pray for me too with this one here. That it's almost at the point I don't even want to vote. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
the people we put in office, you know, what they believe in, you know what I mean? It's not what I believe in. You know what I mean? I'm not sparing nobody to follow me. I'm just telling you what I believe. There are some people in office I hate I even voted for. You know, because they're putting stuff up and making it so easy for sin to reign. Help me, Holy Spirit. So I really believe, I've been asking God for forgiveness. I don't know if I'm going to vote again, man. Some of the things I've been saying, bro. Y'all keep me in prayer, though. Just keep me in prayer. That's just me. The door's still open, though. That was a sidebar there. I don't know where that came from. Y'all keep praying, bro. What you got, bro? You good?
I'm good. Just, man, just want to say thank you, man. Thank you, Lord.
Well, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come thanking you, Father God, for the words that went up. Lord, we thank you for Reverend coming out testifying and thanking you for the goodness of your love, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for this God's plan, Lord. Thank you for how you instill us your word, Lord. Not just be hearers, but doers of thy word, Lord. Lord, you know what you want to do today, and we thank you for how you used us today, Lord. So we ask you, Father God, let it fall in the heart. The one said, I was glad that when I came, I heard a word from the Lord. So, Lord, we thank you, Father God, for your love, Lord, as you're building us to get closer, Lord. Lord, as we try to detach ourselves from this world and serving you, Lord. Lord, keep us in your heart, Lord. Lord, guide us, Lord, in our everyday walk, Lord. Lord, even myself, Lord, I need your strength, Lord. I need your strength,
that's
Lord. Right. I need your strength, Father God, to cover me, Lord, that if I do your will, Lord. I got a task today, Lord. I just ask you to go forth, Lord. I ask you to come in with your love, Lord. Lord, move the mountains, Lord, that ever said thing he has in store, Lord. If you allow me to climb,
Lord,
give me the strength, Lord, to understand the story, Lord. So thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for your peace, Lord. Thank you for your gathering of your saints, Lord. Lord, never leave us to ourselves, Lord, as we travel these highways and byways. Be with the drivers, Lord, if they go in to and fro, Lord, for their job. Be with everyone that to try to race these old automobiles down these tracks, Lord. Bless them, Lord. If anyone got hurt, over the past weekend. Cover their house, Lord. Cover their home. Cover their body, Lord. If it's a healing there, let it be healed, Lord. Lord, whatever it is, if it's traveling, getting back and forth through the highways and byways, bless them, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for this Holy Spirit that rang on this place, Lord. Thank you for Sister Martha, Lord, and
yeah.
Martha, and the beautiful things she sent for us, nuggets she gave us, Lord. Keep giving us strength, Lord. Lord, bless our whole household, Lord. Let it be spiritual sound, Lord, because we believe we seek you first. Everything else will be your righteousness, and everything else will be added to it, Lord. So, Lord, thank you for her and all the ones who came out today. And we ask you to cover us, Lord, in this day.
Mm-hmm.
This we pray always in the name of Jesus. We pray.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen and amen.
Amen. Beautiful.
Mm. Mm. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Mm.
Thankful.